This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tournament gets started tonight. First four, night one. We have, Alabama State and St. Francis early.
That's a barn burner.
Yeah.
First team to 35 wins that one.
As someone who has done some wagering on mid-majors, Jason, you know about these
schools. I'm on the under on that one. Yeah.
And then San Diego State, North Carolina, the late game tomorrow. American and Mount St. Mary's early. Texas Xavier late.
Look, we said it a little bit yesterday. I'll reiterate today. When you do the research, there's going to be a team that plays the next two nights that goes further in the tournament than most expect. I suspect the way the bracket lays out, it's the winner for me of that Xavier-Texas game. I don't think having to play on shorter rest is a bad thing for them. Coming off a win, I think Illinois is sitting there licking their wounds, knowing that we are dog crap outside of our own barn, offensively and defensively. I think there will be a number of Big Ten teams that come up way smaller than the number next to their name for where they're seated would tell you. I think it starts with the Fighting Illini. Kentucky probably beats Troy, but like, I don't know, man. Like, if it's Texas against Kentucky, I don't think they're going to be pooping their pants. And if it's Texas on what would then be a two-game winning streak coming off a nice run in the conference tournament and playing better down the stretch, I don't think they're going to be petrified of facing Kentucky on a neutral site. So that is a game that interests me. I also feel like if North Carolina wins tonight, don't you just think they're going to end up knocking off a couple of teams and making that idiot AD look right?
Well, that's what I was going to bring up to Ben. Everyone's upset, rightfully so, that Carolina makes it. But Ben, you like them to cover tonight, four and a half?
I like them to win tonight, and then I like them to beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss fell on their face down the stretch. There was a lot of rumors with Chris Beard leaving. And after that, they just weren't playing good basketball. It took them a miracle to beat Arkansas when they did. But I think UNC beats San Diego State tonight, but I also think West Virginia would have. I think Indiana would have. Like, it's not really a prop to North Carolina. It's more they get a good draw along with sneaking into the tournament when they shouldn't have.
So what are – you mentioned potential upsets with Carolina and Ole Miss. What else could you be having – or not could you be – do you have your eye on as things get started on Thursday?
I've found myself bullish on the draw for the two West Coast Conference teams. And then I start, you know, you start listening to other people, listening to podcasts, reading people who are pretty sharp on college hoops. And there's a number of people who found themselves where I do. I think Alabama's vulnerable. And that Alabama Saint, if it got to be St. Mary's against Alabama, styles make fights. I just think Alabama is going to, at some point, if that's a tight game and you're playing that suffocated St. Mary's pace, aren't they going to feel like they have to make every three? And they're a really streaky team. And like, the crowd's going to be with St. Mary's. Everybody's going to be with St. Mary's. Like, if we get to that point, I think St. Mary's is dangerous. I've got St. Mary's facing Duke for the right to go to the Final Four.
Wow.
And Gonzaga, like, I think Gonzaga, with no expectations, on a day where they are shooting the ball well, and they started to do that better down the stretch, and you started seeing them putting up 90 and 95 points a game again. I don't know, man. Like, if I'm Houston, I don't know that I'm super jazzed about facing Gonzaga, if it is Gonzaga, in my second game.
Well, Ben, you're in the mornings the rest of the week. What are some of your favorite plays for Thursday and Friday?
I was looking, like, last year I picked Yale to beat Auburn, and they did it, and it was, like, the best thing ever. And I keep looking at them again this year, right? The guy, the
very
kid,
solid team.
Pulikidis, he's 1 foot in the transfer portal right now. He's going to kill it somewhere next year. But last year, he knocked down a bunch of big shots. They had a couple of tough tests in the Ivy League tournament. They end up winning it. Texas A&M, and this is not a shot at the SEC. The SEC is very good. But I think a lot of people, like, just all wanted to buy into that. So every single SEC team is now, they've played good opponents all year and this and that. Like, there's going to be a lot of them that fluke out. Iowa State Lipscomb kind of scares me. I like watching Iowa State, but they don't have Gilbert. That wouldn't surprise me. And I like a lot of unders. I was talking to you guys off air. There's somebody who blindly bets unders every single year and it cashes. But like the Michigan State Bryant unders, 152.5. Both of those teams play defense. Michigan State seems to be able to defend whoever they want. I like the under there. Upset wise, wouldn't surprise me if VCU took down BYU. I also like, one of my favorite plays is Mississippi State over Baylor. I think Baylor's just, they had a lot of high expectations coming into the season. They've dealt with injuries all year. There's been a lot of NIL mess there with guys supposedly sitting out because they weren't getting paid what they wanted to, and they're rolling stuff like that. So I kind of like Mississippi State there.
Jason, you like any upsets?
I think Robert Morris is going to make Alabama sweat a little bit. I don't think they're going to win the game. But if you made me throw one dart at a team at a 14 or lower seed doing what used to be thought of as impossible, I do think they could make life a little difficult for them. I think High Point against Purdue is another game where the longer that's close late, if High Point is running all over the place, chucking up shots that are going in, and Purdue tries to meet them 3-for-3 rather than dominate down low, I think there's a recipe for Purdue getting in some trouble there. I'm torn on Auburn. I ended up putting them in my Final Four, but I did various iterations of this. Did they peak too soon? Did they think they could take the foot off the gas because they'd already locked up a one and then somebody knocks them off in the second round? Like, I don't know, man. I think Auburn's either winning it all or like losing to Creighton in the second round.
Well, remember, the first four starts tonight. You can hear those games beginning with pregame coverage at 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. How deep can the Terps go in this tournament? We'll ask our friend Chris Nockey. He'll be on the call with Johnny Holiday and Walt Williams coming up this Friday in Seattle. He joins us next here on The Fan.